Crossway presents Cultural Identity and the Purposes of God, a Biblical Theology of Ethnicity, Nationality, and Race by Stephen M. Bryan, read by Tom Parks. Dedication to Dawn. Preface. Though intended by God to be a rich source of blessing, differences in collective identity have instead become one of humanity's greatest sources of conflict, suspicion, alienation, and violence. The animosity engendered by cultural difference has also cut deep chasms within the church. No less than others, Christians have struggled to understand and respond to the many ways in which our sense of belonging to a group shapes our experience of life and our perceptions of those who belong to other groups. As a result, these differences in collective identity and the cultural expressions that mark them out easily become a source of distrust and division. Scripture, however, casts a vision for the recovery of cultural identity as a means of blessing for all peoples. The aim of this book is to enable Christians to see and experience the restoration of this blessing. A New Testament scholar by training, I have spent most of my adult life teaching outside of my passport country. In doing so, I have come to appreciate the profound importance of biblical theology to the life of God's people around the world. I have witnessed the maturity and faith that come as Christians grasp the way in which the various parts of Scripture work together to tell a unified story of God's purposes. These experiences and convictions come together in what follows. The origins of this book may be traced to a seminar on ethnicity that I helped lead several years ago at the Ethiopian Graduate School of Theology. It was in that seminar that I began to grasp something of the centrality of cultural identity to the purposes of God. Over the course of more than two decades of living and teaching in Ethiopia, I experienced a growing appreciation of the power and importance of cultural identity as a fundamental feature of human existence. But I could also see the profound struggle within most nations to hold cultural multiplicity within themselves. As I finished writing the book, ethnic tensions that had long simmered in Ethiopia erupted in civil war. In one sense, the war is news, but in another, it is part of an age-old story. That story is told and re-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?